Welcome back to Tell Me Your Story, New Paradigms for a New World. I'm Richard Dugan, your host, and we're taking a brief break from our interview with Foster Gamble, talking about the Thrive movement and the movie Thrive, which is available at his website. We'll tell you more about that as we get back into that interview. But right now, it's time for our astronomical and astrological assignment editor Beth McDonald. And here we are midway through December, and we are still in Sagittarius. Tell me again, what is the symbol of Sagittarius?
It is the archer.
The archer.
Though sometimes it's shown as a centaur. The archer, you know, the person actually shooting the arrow, the archer, sometimes it's a man and sometimes it's a centaur.
Okay, and then it gets a half man, half horse. Yeah.
Yeah.
Which, you know, we can get into it another time. And I'm wondering, too, this just kind of came up for me. How much of an influence is Greek mythology, if you will, even if it's just the symbolism, in the zodiac?
It's fairly massive. But I have to say that with a bit of a caveat. Because astrology is so old, every era adds something to it. You know, originally this Western form of astrology that I practice came from the area known as the cradle of civilization, you know, the Tigris and Euphrates area, the Iran, some even say Iraq, and it was influenced over the years by every culture that touched it. The Egyptians, the Greeks, the Romans, the Phoenicians, the early Christian church, the Catholic church, you know, the Renaissance and the Reformation, and then the Industrial Age, you know, the religions and philosophies and psychologies of the industrial and modern times. And so,
In your research, how far back can we go in terms of, let's say, years or even that particular group of people as far as the origins thereof? Then we're going to get back to Sagittarius real quick.
Right, right. No, these are awesome questions. You know, authorities on this subject sort of differ a bit. Some say it goes back 5,000 years. I've seen some reports as 7. Mm-hmm. You know, basically, when you look at the ancient observatories, you know, everybody says the one place they all agree is that it goes back to when we first have been able to determine that early mankind was tracking the movements of the sun at Stonehenge, at Newgrange, at the different Mayan temples and Inca and Aztec and, you know, these different Neolithic and megalithic structures where they were at a bare minimum marking the solstices and the equinoxes and different things. So it goes back quite a ways. Exactly what they were doing is in the era before written language.
Okay.
You know, it's hard to know exactly, right. but this goes back quite a ways. And so it's been modified and tampered with quite a bit.
And I'm just going to have you answer a couple of quick questions here regarding Sagittarius based upon the symbol, the archer or the centaur, would lead me to believe that Sagittarius has some of its characteristics, protector and or defender, that we, you know, there's that aspect of it.
Yes.
As well as moving forward.
Moving
swiftly, especially the horse portion of, say, the centaur, as well as, say, a certain element of intellect in terms of half man, half horse.
Huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
Interesting stuff.
Yeah. The Sagittarius rules higher learning, universities, education, enlightenment.
Can people go to your website and get any of this, or would you have links there, or where would you recommend people get further information?
Actually, I think the best resource right now is our friend Google.
Okay.
You know, to just Google natal sun in Sagittarius or, you know, Sagittarius rising, whatever it is, or at the astrological sign of Sagittarius, you know, because that will give you a variety of resources. I don't do on my site what they call the cookbook, where you have all the different planets and all the different signs, because everybody else does that.
We're going to talk. I'm going to have to break here. We're going to talk more. We may be coming to folks